Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. Hey friends, it's Lindsay, and today I want to talk about something every leader, every business owner, or person who carries responsibility will definitely understand. Those days when the spark just feels a little dimmer. The truth is, leadership is hard some days. Owning a business is hard some days. Managing 5 or 15 different personalities, or even if you have a team of 60 plus people's emotions as a business owner or manager, their schedules and their needs, it is a lot. And I think sometimes we assume that if you love what you do, it should always feel exciting and fulfilling. But here's actual reality. Even when you're doing what you're called to do, there will be days when it feels heavy. That doesn't mean you've lost your passion. It doesn't mean you're burnt out. It means you're human and you're leading in this real world. When people picture leadership, they often think of the highlight reel. The wins, the big decisions, the passion, and the drive. But behind every successful moment are hundreds of quiet, unseen ones where you're balancing priorities, managing emotions, making calls, or writing important emails no one else sees, and carrying weight that doesn't always show. Some days you're leading with full energy and clarity, and other days you're leading through exhaustion, uncertainty, or even the noise. And guess what? Both versions are still leadership. There are days when you feel the fire deep in your tummy. Everything just clicks. And there are days when you're running on grace and grit, trusting that it still matters. You know what? Both are part of the process. Over time, I've learned that leadership doesn't always look like fireworks. Sometimes it's a real quiet glow. The spark isn't gone. It's just changing shape. It shows up in the quiet moments. When you listen instead of react, when you encourage a teammate who's struggling, when you keep showing up even when no one is clapping. Those steady moments are where real leadership happens. Not the spotlight, but the small, consistent choices that build trust and culture. If leadership has ever felt heavy, remember this. You are never meant to carry it perfectly. You are meant to carry it with purpose. Some days are about momentum and others are about maintenance. Some days are about growth, others about grounding. And none of that means you're failing. It means you're doing the work, the real work of leading people and not just the processes. You know, it's easy to talk about leadership in theory, but I think the real lessons show up right in the middle of everyday life. There was a day recently when everything seemed to need my attention at once. A delivery issue, questions from different employees that needed my attention right then and there, a fraud case, an annual audit that must get done, holiday details that needed to be worked on, a counting list of to-dos, my college-bound daughter eager to find her perfect fit, 4 voicemails, 18 text messages, and 5 messages, all marked urgent. In my personal email, all while I have a husband who works very full-time, gone for the upcoming weekend, and guess what? We're short-staffed. That right there is owning a business. And for a moment, I caught myself thinking, this is a lot. All of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. But then it hit me. This is leadership. I sat for a minute and thought, but Lindsay, you were made for this. It's the ability to stay calm when everything else needs your steadiness. It's not glamorous, but it definitely is real. And those are the moments that build trust more than any title ever could. Then there was a pivot day. Trust me, in the business I'm in right now, it happens so often. One of those times a plan we worked on so hard suddenly fell apart or didn't work or a piece of our plan was missing. Instead of letting frustration take over, it was a moment I sat for a brief minute. I wrote notes of what didn't work. I made notes of ideas and brainstormed, and by the end of the afternoon, I laid out a new plan. This plan that involved my team in a completely different way, a plan that I made was probably better for everyone's growth and improvement from the very original idea. That day reminded me of this. Leadership isn't about avoiding challenges. It's about adapting with heart and strategy. The spark doesn't only show up when things go right, let me tell you this. Sometimes it reignites when you remember what you are capable of under pressure. And then there are the quiet drives home. The ones where the store lights are off, the music's low, or honestly, a lot of times in the car ride home, it's off for me, and it's just me reflecting on the day. That's when I feel it the most. That mix of exhaustion and gratitude. Because even on the hard days, I get to lead something so incredibly meaningful. That alone, that thought alone, always brings a spark right back to my soul. If you've been in a season where leadership feels more like responsibility than reward, I want to leave you with something practical, what I call the heart audit. It's three simple questions you can ask yourself at the end of the day. One, what actually mattered the most today? Two, who did I positively impact even in the smallest way today? Three, what's one thing I'm proud of that no one else noticed? When you stop to answer those, you realize your spark never left. It's been quietly fueling everyone around you. So yes, leadership is indeed hard on some days. Owning a business is hard on some days, but those hard days are proof that you care so deeply. They're proof that you're showing up, that you're invested, and that you're building something that truly matters. You don't have to feel on fire every day to make an impact. Sometimes the strongest leaders are the ones who quietly keep showing up, steady, faithful, and grounded. Your spark is still there. It might not always look the same as it did in the beginning, but it's wiser now. It's more intentional, deeply, deeply rooted in purpose. Keep leading with heart. The world needs your kind of light, steady, genuine, and real light. Thank you for tuning in to Leveling Up with Lindsay. If today's episode encouraged you, share it with another leader who could use this reminder too. Until next time, stay grounded, stay grateful, and keep leveling up. Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.